Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. I have with me today Matt Friedman, one of the founders of Wing Zone. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you very much. Happy to be on your show and talking to some of your listeners.
Yeah, this is an interesting time we're going through here with the coronavirus, but tell us about Wing Zone. How are you serving folks? And then let's talk about how your business is handling, some of the changes that a lot of businesses are adapting to.
Absolutely. Well, Wing Zone has been in business for over 25 years, and our model has not changed much over those 25 years. We are in the takeout delivery business, and we are one of the fortunate ones that have actually thrived in this terrible challenge that this country is facing right now. We operate about 90 restaurants in the U.S. and in five countries. And so we're seeing overall a positive trend in business and sales, although we're dealing with some challenges. And I think it'll be interesting to talk a little bit more about what we're doing to kind of combat COVID-19.
Now, you have built this to not kind of, you have a restaurant that's built primarily on takeout and delivery. So you're kind of ideally suited to handle a crisis like this because that's what you've been doing every day for your existence. So this is just some of the activity or just how you do things normally. But have you had to make certain adjustments because of the virus?
Well, of course we have. I mean, Wing Zone operates in a small footprint. We do dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. So our dine-in business has obviously been depleted. We have added curbside pickup to our arsenal. So really, our business is really focused on two core aspects. Number one is our delivery business through our own direct delivery platforms, meaning people order from wingzone.com or through some of the third parties like Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub. And then curbside delivery has been a new addition to our options for our consumers.
Now, how did, when the crisis started coming into effect for your franchisees, how were you able to communicate with them kind of this new world order?
Well, first of all, I believe that we were well ahead of it, or as ahead of it as anyone can be, with just some tremendous challenges. Some of the things we did initially was get on the phone with some of our key franchisees, not only in Atlanta, but outside of this market. We also had a member of the CDC talk to our entire franchise network to talk about best practices from glove usage to sanitizing our hot bags. And then last but not least is we put on an aggressive marketing campaign, which really involved two major things. Number one is free delivery, which is not typical for us, to really entice customers to order from Wing Zone. And number two is a free item with all curbside orders. I think the last thing that I'll just mention is communication through this has been paramount. From our suppliers to us to make sure that we're able to get product and business as usual or as usual as it can be, and then communication to our franchisees as far as the additional support that we're providing. We did send new uniforms to every restaurant, new hot bags, and then we've invested a lot of marketing dollars into social media to really get the word out about Wing Zone's open, we're operating, and we're your go-to for convenience of curbside and delivery.
Tell us about that walkthrough video you just finished filming.
Listen, as the CEO and founder of Wing Zone, whether I like it or not, I'm the face of the company, both to our franchisees and our consumers. And Listen, it was a little bit of a PSA, public service announcement, just to tell people about what we're doing to make sure that we're providing them safe and quality products, as well as things like contactless delivery and curbside pickup. It was important for me to get ahead of it and communicate to everyone, our franchisees and our consumers, of, you know, understanding where we're at right now, and last but not least, that they can trust us. I think trust is a very important factor right now. It's one of our four core values, and just felt like it was the right message to put out there.
And what has kind of the results been from that?
We have some phenomenal news to report, which is we look at, like many businesses, what we call a competitive sales analysis from the same period last year. And so when COVID-19 hit, and since COVID-19 has hit, our sales in our domestic restaurants are up in sales. And I think what's remarkable about this is we were comping against March Madness, which is a huge play for us in most years. College campuses were in full effect, meaning students were on campus, around campus. So it has been something that I could not have imagined to be a positive opportunity for us. So we're going to continue to kind of push this pretty hard. Our franchisee engagement is very high. And last but not least, I think we're really taking care of our consumers.
Now, I've been interviewing a lot of franchisors lately, and some of them are seeing an uptick in people interested in their franchise because of a lot of people being laid off or them feeling job insecure. Are you finding the same thing?
You know, it's a really interesting question, and I'll explain it this way. During a thriving economy and a very low unemployment rate, corporate America booming, 401ks at record levels, franchising, although it's prominent and has been successful for us, we believe that, you know, people losing their jobs, people whose 401ks may be depleted, they start to look at how do they take control of their own future and their own well-being. So for us, because of the model we're in, we've seen a healthy surge of franchise prospects coming through our doors. I think what makes WingZone unique is we get into a small footprint. We have a pretty simple business model. It does not require an army of people. And we're excited about some of the opportunities that are presenting themselves. I think a few things that I'd like to point out to some of the listeners is, you know, we were dealing with high rent rates, kind of a landlord market, construction costs being very high. And then the other factor is a very low unemployment. So we were kind of fighting for quality team members. And I think what's going to come out of this is you're going to see some depressed real estate prices or rents. You're going to see construction prices come down to maybe a more modest level and a bigger labor pool of people wanting to work. So I would never wish this, you know, global epidemic on anyone. But I think that in general, there's a natural reduction of maybe restaurants or choices or some other business factors that will benefit businesses in the months and years to come.
And the ones that were able to thrive during this chaos are the ones that should be pretty attractive for a new franchisee.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I think that we've been deemed an essential business. I don't know who came up with that term, but, you know, the fact that our business model is driven around takeout delivery has obviously put us in a very positive position for the foreseeable future. You know, I don't necessarily believe that people are going to just go back to normal life right away. I think it's going to take several months, if not years, for people to dine out, go to bars, you know, go to sporting events. So I think people will be doing some more at-home time, some more entertaining at home. And I think it's just become the norm. I also believe that Working from home is going to be more prevalent. And we've all kind of learned how to adjust to the current situation.
Yeah, I think it also has opened up delivery and takeout options for a lot of people who may never have done this before, that now they've done it, and then a lot of them are going to like it and continue to do it no matter what happens in the future.
Yeah, I think for Wingzone, you know, we've always done this. So we look at, you know, how we package items, and we seal each container, and we put it in a sealed to-go bag and a hot bag. So for us, it really hasn't been a change of operations or protocol. But you're seeing a lot of full-service restaurants get into delivery out of necessity. All of them seem to be doing curbside. So for us, it's really just, I'm not to say business as usual, because I don't think that that's appropriate, but just staying to kind of our foundation.
Right. And a lot of these new restaurants that are new to this, I know I've seen it firsthand, they're just not that good. The orders aren't accurate. They're making mistakes that they would never make in a normal when they did it, you know, going in their restaurant. That's what they're used to doing. This is something new. They're not used to taking orders and, you know, kind of getting it together for curbside or for delivery. These are, they're on a learning curve where you may not be as much of a learning curve for your folks.
You know, order accuracy is one of the paramount things of being in the takeout delivery business. And I'll relate it to it this way. If you're dining in at a restaurant and there's a problem with your order, or you gave them onion rings instead of fries, you're able to fix it right on the spot. But in a curbside pickup or a delivery format, the consumer is really not getting to their product until they get to their final destination, most likely their home. And at that point, you know, it can be a losing moment where this isn't what I ordered. I got the wrong flavor, or I got the wrong topping on my pizza. So order accuracy is paramount. We do a lot of things at Wingzone to ensure order accuracy, reading back the order, highlighting the order as we're bagging it, and just reviewing it with the consumer to make sure that we get things right.
Right, because the consumer doesn't know it's not right until it's way too late, because they waited and then they got to wait for the delivery and then now they're ready to eat. And if it's not ready, now it's like could be 8 o'clock at night and then they're like, now what do I do? You know, it kind of can mess up their whole night if they get it wrong.
No doubt.
And that could hurt a brand. I mean, you're not going to get many shots at that if you screw that up a bunch of times. You're going to lose customers.
Yeah, no question.
So now for Wingzone here in Atlanta, where are the locations?
We have a location in Marietta, Georgia. We're in Kennesaw. We're at Georgia Tech or in Midtown. And then although it's not in the Atlanta market, we do have a location in Athens, Georgia. So, you know, we have a good presence here and things are going pretty well for us here.
Right. And Wingzone in general, you tend to be around college campuses around the country, around the world?
Yeah, about half of our locations are in college markets. We also do very well in military type markets. You know, the college market's been interesting for us. It's obviously been one of our core models that has been very successful. We have had to make some adjustments. Obviously, most on-campus residence halls are closed. A lot of off-campus people have gone home. So we've really geared a lot of our attention to locals in these restaurants or people that are there full-time. For us, you know, we're used to this in summer months when students typically disappear. So we just really kind of started the summer, I guess, a couple months early. But we will gear up for a successful fall. And we are immensely optimistic that students will come back in August and we will kind of get back to what normal is moving forward.
I'm with you. Well, if somebody wants to learn more about Wingzone, what's the website?
It's wingzone.com from our consumer site and wingzonefranchise.com on our franchise site.
Good stuff, Matt. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.